Section 1. The driver license. You must have a valid driver license to legally operate a motor vehicle, motorcycle, moped, or motor-driven cycle on public roadways in Washington State. Washington residents. To legally operate a vehicle on public roadways, Washington residents must hold a Washington State driver license. You are a resident if you do any of the following. Register to vote in this state. Receive payments, financial aid, or other public welfare benefits from the state or a local government. Get any state license at the resident rate. Pay in-state tuition fees as a student. Intend to live in this state for more than 6 months in any 1 year. New residents. You must get a Washington State driver license within 30 days of the date you become a resident. You may not need to take the knowledge test or the driving test if your out-of-state license is valid when you apply for a Washington license. If you are under 18, you must show proof that you have completed a driver training course meeting Washington state standards before we will issue a Washington Intermediate driver license. Visit www.dahl.wa.gov for more information about our driver training requirements. Non-residents and visitors. If you are a non-resident or a short-term visitor, you can operate a motor vehicle in this state if you have a valid driver license from your home state, province, territory, or country and you are at least 16 years old. This applies to members of the armed forces on active duty or members of a foreign military on temporary duty with the armed forces, as well as their spouses and children. Students who are here to further their education and who are considered non-residents for tuition purposes. Employees of companies licensed to do business in Washington State, who are here for a short time to receive or give job instruction. Foreign tourists, teachers, or business people who are here for up to 1 year. Real ID. By October 1, 2021, standard driver licenses will no longer be an acceptable form of identification for boarding domestic flights and entering some secure federal facilities, like military bases and nuclear power plants. Go to Transportation Safety Administration, TSA, website, www.tsa.gov, for a complete list of federally approved forms of identification. Even though the effective date for Real ID is October 1, 2021, it only affects people who want to travel by plane or access certain secure federal facilities. A standard driver license will work for the U.S. travel like driving in Washington, across state lines, or riding a train. Washington's enhanced driver licenses, EDLs, are Real ID compliant and valid for air travel within the United States. A full list of document options you need to obtain an enhanced driver license or ID card is available at www.dahl.wa.gov/driverlicense/edelgit.html. Visit www.id2021wa.com to view informational videos, take a quiz to help determine which ID you need, and learn more about Real ID. Types of driver licenses. Instruction permit. This permit allows you to operate a motor vehicle within Washington State while you are being supervised by a licensed driver with at least 5 years of licensed driving experience. The licensed driver must sit in the right front passenger seat. This permit might not be valid in another state. Contact the intended state of travel to determine if they honor the document. Intermediate driver license. If you are 16 or 17 and meet the requirements, we will issue you an intermediate license with restrictions meant to ease you into your responsibilities as a driver. Standard driver license. This allows you to operate a motor vehicle on public roadways. Your license is valid for up to 6 years from the date of your last birthday. If you are 16 or 17 years old, you will first receive an intermediate driver license. The standard driver license is not Real ID compliant. Enhanced driver license. Washington's Enhanced Driver License, EDL, and Identification Card, ED, are Real ID compliant and valid for air travel within the United States and can be used to cross the borders of Canada and Mexico by land or sea. For more information, visit our website or see the Enhanced Driver License and ID Card brochure available at any of our offices. Motorcycle or Trike Instruction Permit. These allow you to operate a motorcycle or a three-wheeled motorcycle-based vehicle on public roadways. For more information, visit www.dahl.wa.gov/driverslicense/motoendorsement.html. Commercial Learner Permit. CLP, and Commercial Driver License, CDL. These allow you to operate a commercial vehicle on public roadways. For more information, see the Commercial Driver Guide available at www.dal.wa.gov or at any driver licensing office. Getting your license. You can get an instruction permit or a driver license at any driver licensing office. Some offices do not offer testing, so before you come in, be sure the one you plan to visit offers the testing you need. In an effort to reduce wait times, legislation was passed to allow driver training schools, licensed by the Department of Licensing, and school districts that offer a traffic safety education program, under the supervision of the Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, to administer driver licensing examinations. A list of approved schools, as well as driver licensing offices, can be found on our website. Please contact an approved school for their specific testing requirements. To be issued an instruction permit, you must be at least 15 to half a year old, or 15 years old if enrolled in an approved driver training course. Pass the knowledge test, unless enrolled in an approved driver training course. Complete the vision and medical screenings, and pay an application, examination fee. If you are under 18, you must also bring your parent or guardian with you to the licensing office when you apply. They must show proof of identity and proof of relationship to you and must also sign a parental authorization affidavit. When last names are different, we require more documents proving relationship. The permit is valid for 1 year and you can renew it. If you are enrolled in an approved driver training course, you can get an instruction permit at age 15. You will need a waiver from your school, allowing you to apply for the permit up to 10 days before the class starts. The waiver allows you to be issued a permit without taking the knowledge test. However, you will be required to take the knowledge and skills test as part of your future license application. To be issued an intermediate driver license, you must be between the ages of 16 and 18 years old. Show us proof that you have passed an approved driver training course with at least 30 hours of classroom and 6 hours of behind-the-wheel instruction. Get the consent of your parent or guardian. Pass the medical and vision screenings, the knowledge test, and the driving test. Have had an instruction permit for at least 6 months. Show us that your parent or guardian certifies you have had at least 50 hours of driving experience, including 10 hours at night, which you gained while a licensed driver with at least 5 years of licensed driving experience supervised you. Not have been issued a traffic ticket that is pending when you apply for your license. Not have been convicted of and must not have been found to have committed a traffic violation within the last 6 months before the day you apply for your license. Not have been convicted of and must not have been found to have committed an offense involving the use of alcohol or drugs while you had an instruction permit. Provide your social security number, which we will verify when you apply for a driver license, 42 USC 405 and 666, 13, RCW 26.23.150. If you have not been issued a number, you can sign a social security number declaration. An intermediate license comes with these driving restrictions. You cannot drive between 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. unless you are with a parent, a guardian, or a licensed driver who is at least 25 years old. For the first 6 months, no passenger under the age of the 20th of May be with you while you drive unless that person is a member of your immediate family. For the remaining time, no more than 3 passengers under the age of the 20th of May be with you while you drive unless they are members of your immediate family. May not use a cell phone or other wireless communication device while operating a motor vehicle unless the holder is using the device to report illegal activity, summon medical or other emergency help, or prevent injury to a person or property. There are tough penalties in the first year. First violation. The passenger and nighttime restrictions are extended until age 18 and a warning letter is sent to you and your parent or guardian if you receive a ticket for violating the restrictions or any other traffic law or you are involved in a collision where you receive a ticket. You are determined to have caused the collision. No one involved in the collision receives a ticket. No one was found to cause the collision. Only your car was involved in the collision. Second violation, you are suspended for 6 months, or until age 18 if that comes first. Third violation, you are suspended until age 18. You and your parent, or guardian, are notified before any suspension action is taken. On your 18th birthday, your license will become a standard driver license without the intermediate license restrictions. You do not need to visit a driver licensing office to make this change. To get a standard driver license, you must be at least 18 years old. Show us acceptable proof of identity and age. Provide your social security number, which we will verify when you apply for a driver license, 42 USC 405 and 666, 13, RCW 26.23.150. If you have not been issued a number, you can sign a social security number declaration. Show us acceptable proof of Washington State residence. Pay an application, examination fee. Pass the medical and vision screenings, the knowledge test, and the driving test. Turn in any other driver licenses. Not have a currently suspended, revoked, or canceled driving privilege. Pay the licensing fee. You can get a first driver license without showing complete proof of identity, though you must show proof of your name of record and date of birth. The license will be marked not valid for identification until you show us complete proof of identity. Proof of identity and residency. To get your license, you will need to show proof of identity and proof of Washington State residency. Our identification requirements can be complex. We recommend visiting our website at www.dal.wa.gov/driverslicense/getting-a-license. HTML to understand what you'll need to provide to get your license. Vision and medical screenings. We will check your vision before we issue a license. If corrective lenses are used to meet vision standards, your license will reflect this with the appropriate restriction. We will also ask you whether you have a mental or physical condition or are taking any medication which could impair your ability to operate a motor vehicle. If so, we may require you to be examined by an eye care or medical specialist before we proceed with your application. The knowledge test. The knowledge test is used to ensure you understand road signs, traffic laws, and safe driving practices before you drive on the roadways. Everything you must learn to pass the test is in this guide. You may take the test at any approved driver training school in the state. If you take your test at a driver licensing office that offers testing, it will be taken on a computer unless you need special accommodation. It is a multiple choice test with 40 questions, and you must correctly answer 32 of them to pass the test. A passing test score is good for 2 years. The driving test. The driving test is used to ensure you are able to legally and safely drive on the roadways. An examiner will ride with you to ensure that the vehicle is safe to drive, that you maintain control of the vehicle, and that you obey the rules of the road. The examiner will not try to confuse or trick you, and will not ask you to do anything that is illegal. You may ask questions before the test begins. Once the test has begun, any unnecessary talking will only cause distractions for you and the examiner. Scoring is done throughout the test. If you are testing for a Washington license, you must first pass the knowledge test. Bring a vehicle. It must be legally licensed and registered, and it must not have defective parts. All brakes, brake lights, turn signals, tires, seat belts, and windshield wipers will be checked before the test begins. Present acceptable proof of liability insurance showing the policyholder's name or the vehicle's description and the dates of insurance coverage. Only you, the examiner, a service animal, and an interpreter for the deaf or hard of hearing are allowed in the vehicle during the test. Foreign language interpreters, parents, children, or pets cannot be in the vehicle. During the test, you must show correct arm and hand signals when asked to do so. You may use automatic signals during the test. You must use hand signals when signal lights cannot be seen by other drivers. Signal even when no one is nearby to see it. Turn your head and look to the rear for motor vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians when you are backing your vehicle. If you cannot see through the rear window, use the side windows and mirrors. Do not back the vehicle until you can do so safely. Stop completely at all stop signs and signals. Do not stop in crosswalks or beyond stop lines. Obey all rules of the road. Be attentive to surrounding motor vehicles, bicyclists, and pedestrians. Demonstrate safe driving habits throughout the test. If testing with a driver training school, you will need to schedule an appointment with the school to complete the required tests. If testing with the Department of Licensing, You may make an appointment for the driving test only after you have passed the knowledge test and provided proof of residency. You should arrive 15 minutes early for your driving test. Let us know you have arrived, if we have requested that you do so. For the list of testing locations in the area you live in, visit the website at www.dal.wa.gov. Your photograph. Your new driver license, instruction permit, or ID card will include a photo showing a full front view of your face. Before we take your photo, we will ask you to remove anything that obstructs a full view of your face and head, like a hat, sunglasses, or hair in the face. If you choose not to remove it, your license will be marked not valid for identification. We will make exceptions for medical and religious reasons. As part of our ongoing efforts to uphold the integrity of Washington documents and prevent fraudulent activity, an accurate and non-obtrusive facial recognition system, FRS, is used. The FRS works behind the scenes after you have taken your photo, constructing a unique digital template developed from facial features that are difficult to alter, eye sockets, cheekbones, and sides of your mouth. Your unique template is then compared against all other templates in our database, and any possible matches that are detected will be reviewed by specially trained Department of Licensing, DOL. Staff. Use of this system and its results are not shared with other agencies without a court order unless DOL has determined that an applicant has committed a prohibited practice under RCW 46.20.0921. Driver license renewal. Your renewed license can be valid for up to 6 years and will expire on your birthday. You may renew up to 1 year before your license expires. We will mail a courtesy reminder notice to your address of record 6 weeks before your license expires. The notice will inform you if you may renew online, by mail, or if you must instead renew in person at a driver licensing office. If you renew in person, bring your current license or other proof of identity. If you wear contact lenses or glasses, bring them with you for the vision test. We may also require you to take the knowledge and driving tests. In addition to the cost for a license renewal, you will pay additional fees if you have motorcycle or CDL endorsements. If you renew your license more than 60 days after it has expired, you must pay an additional late fee. Replacement license. If your license is lost, stolen, destroyed, or illegible, you may apply for a replacement at any driver licensing office, or request a duplicate online at www.dal.wa.gov. Visit our website for information about identity theft and fraud. Change of address or name. You must notify the department within 10 days of an address change, a legal name change. A name change may only be made in person, and you must bring documents proving identity in your new name. Address changes can be done online at www.dal.wa.gov. Washington State requires that all documents, other than ID cards, list your physical Washington residence address. A separate mailing address can be added in addition to the physical address upon request. Your driver license, identification card, or instruction permit will be sent to your mailing address if one is provided. Keeping your driver license. To keep your driver license, you must drive safely at all times. You can lose your license for driving or being in physical control of a vehicle while you are under the influence of alcohol or drugs. Refusing to allow a police officer to test you for alcohol. Leaving the scene of a collision in which you were involved, without first identifying yourself. Giving false information when you apply for a license. Being involved in a collision when you were uninsured. We may suspend the license of an uninsured driver and/or owner involved in a collision for up to 3 years. Also, failing to settle a civil court judgment resulting from the collision can result in a suspension for 13 or more years. Failing to appear and complete a re-examination that we have requested within the required period of time. Using a motor vehicle to commit a felony or for causing the death of someone in a motor vehicle collision. Having too many moving traffic violations in your driving record, habitual traffic offender. Reckless driving or reckless endangerment of a roadway worker. Racing, vehicular assault, or vehicular homicide. Trying to elude a police vehicle. Leaving a gas station without paying for fuel you have pumped. Failing to appear or failing to respond to a traffic citation or notice of infraction for a moving traffic violation. Driving while your license is suspended, revoked, canceled, or denied. Carrying a license that shows a false name, incorrect information, or fraudulent alterations. Lending a license to another person or for using another person's license. Using a driver license issued by another state while your driving privilege in Washington is suspended. Receiving two or more traffic offenses while driving with an intermediate license. Making, selling, or delivering a forged, false, counterfeit, altered, blank, or unlawfully issued driver license or identification card. Failure to appear. A failure to appear, FTA, notice is the result of failing to appear for, comply with, respond to, or pay a traffic infraction or criminal citation for a moving traffic offense. If you get a ticket, instructions to help you comply will be printed on the back. If you don't comply within 15 days, the court notifies us and we will mail you a notice of suspension. You then have 45 days to comply or we will suspend your driving privilege. You also have the right to request an administrative review. If you comply within the 45 days, the suspension will not go into effect. If you do not comply, we will suspend your driving privilege and you must not drive. You may be arrested and your vehicle may be impounded if you are caught driving while your privilege is suspended. An FTA violation will prevent us from issuing any license until it has been resolved and an adjudication is presented. Suspensions resulting from FTA violations will require a reissue fee in addition to the cost of your service. A reissuance of the license is required after your driving privilege has been released from a suspension. Check online services. Learn how to reinstate your license before arriving at your local office. Sex offender, kidnapping offender registration. State law requires state and local departments to notify the county sheriff of any person residing in this state who has been found to have committed or been convicted of any sex or kidnapping offense. Sex offenders and kidnapping offenders in Washington state must register within 3 business days of establishing, or re-establishing, residence. The duty to register under this requirement applies to those convicted under the laws of another state, foreign country, federal or military statutes, or Washington state law. Out-of-state offenders must register if convicted of any federal or out-of-state offenses that would be classified as a sex or kidnapping offense under Washington state laws, or the state of conviction, unless a court in the state of conviction has determined the offender should not be required to register. These persons must register with the sheriff of the county in which they reside. Failure to register may result in criminal prosecution. Contact your county sheriff for information. Other licensing services. Identification cards. We issue photo identification cards to non-drivers of any age. You must show the same identification that we require for a driver license. Voter registration. You may register to vote at any driver licensing office if you meet the following requirements. You must be a United States citizen whose civil rights are not currently revoked. A Washington state resident. At least 18. If you have moved, you may change your voter registration at the same time you submit a change of address. Federal Selective Service System Registration. All male applicants applying for a driver's license, instruction permit, intermediate license, an ID card who are under the age of 26 must be given the opportunity to register with the Selective Service System, SSS. An applicant who declines to register with the SSS may not be denied the requested document if they meet all of the other requirements to receive the requested document. Organ Donor Program. We will ask if you wish to be an organ donor at the time of issuance. The donor symbol will appear on your license and your information will be given to the donor registry to ensure your wishes will be carried out. For more information, call Life Center Northwest at 1-877-275-5269 or visit the registry website at www.donatelifetoday.com. Twin Registry. We will ask you if you are a twin or triplet in cooperation with the University of Washington. The university has the largest twin registry in the United States. The registry is helpful for medical research to help determine if a disease is caused by environmental factors or genetics. If you have any questions about the twin registry, please call the University of Washington at 1-888-223-0868. Abstract of driving record. We keep a record of license applications, traffic infractions, convictions for motor vehicle violations, collision involvement, and failure to appear notices for every driver in the state. For a fee, we are allowed to provide a copy of your record to you, an insurance carrier, an employer, and some volunteer organizations, attorneys, governmental agencies, drug, alcohol treatment agencies, and school districts where you provide transportation. A certified record is also available online at www.dol.wa.gov.